Hey folks, this is Lynette, and this is the Malin's Slice of Life podcast for Sunday, June 25th, 2006. Today I'm calling this podcast, Getting a Feel for the Opticon. It was my first time experiencing such a wonderful machine, or device if you prefer, and I was positively enthralled with it. If you would like to contact Malin, you can write superlin@earthlink.net or Lynette, Lynnette, .sliceoflife@gmail.com. You can also visit the page or the Libsyn page at superlin.libsyn.com. And you can also leave a comment on our comment line at 206-600-6259. And I'm really happy because I sound a lot more like me these days. So, without further ado, I'd like to present Getting a Feel for the Opticon. I hope you enjoy. Today is June 19th, 2006. Clocks are going off. Opticons are talking. This is going to be a demonstration by Ms. Rachel Graff of the Opticon. Participants are Maria Rios, Chandrika Surajpal, and Lynette Tatum. All right. Now, let's see where the best place would be to put this. All right. Thank you. Oh, she's actually reading that.
Visually impaired people. Okay.
Yeah. As in CCVIP.
Yes, yes.
Because we're very important. That's what Karen wants us to remember.
Baruch College. City University of New York. Well, that's all easy because, I mean, I know what, you know.
Now, I'm noticing that you read with your left hand.
Yeah. Oh, do you want me to... Here, let me... I could give you a little orientation to it. Yeah, let me...
Because I'm just kind of...
Well, I have a dog.
That's because Maria gave you something to read.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. So what you see, it's like a box. Kind of okay. Like a box here. Mm. And there's an opening here, and you...
I'm going to
see where the dog is. Like, dog is attached to my leg.
Oh,
and
my
it's
leg.
Pulling me over. So... there's an opening in here, mm-hmm. and you put your left hand in here, and there's a spot here for your index finger.
Is it that sort of dip that
yeah,
I feel?
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. Like an indentation for your finger.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And at the end of that indentation, there's a little, is that where you feel it? Or
you feel it, you kind of feel it, no, you feel it under your finger.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I have it turned off, but
okay.
It's kind of shocking when you first start it. No, it can tickle. It can be kind of. I can turn it down a little bit, so maybe.
I just want to see what.
Maybe. Oh, sorry. It's yeah. Okay. This is kind of.
And which finger do you use?
It's the index finger. It should go naturally into the opening there,
yeah.
Into the indentation.
Okay.
So and there's two.
Did you want to see, Chandrika?
That's okay.
Yes. Stick your finger in there.
Stick your finger in there.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, that's turn it on him.
No, I didn't. It's not on. Yeah. It's not on. And so there's three buttons right here. There's
okay.
The on off.
Do we know how long the Opticon has been around?
The Opticon has been around since the, I'd say, the early 70s.
Okay.
That's the earliest that I've heard of it.
Okay.
And that I've heard reference made to.
Okay.
So, and it was repaired, it was made by Telesensory Systems, Inc., I guess TSI.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
And, they repaired them up until, I guess it was the mid-90s. I'm not sure exactly when.
Okay.
But then there came a point, I mean, there, you know, not enough people were using them, and they stopped they stopped preparing them. And then the question was, well, who's going to pick it up again? And I don't know, Blasey said that they would at first, and then nothing came of it, I guess. And mm-hmm. then Blasey was brought out
by Freedom
Scientific, and they didn't pick it up. And so at this point, there's a couple repairers around the world that still do fix them. I sent this one off to the guy. There's a guy in California. There's actually, I think, two in California.
Did you find the guy through your mailing list?
Yeah, actually, okay. I did, believe it or not.
Okay.
So I was very lucky with that.
Have you ever read an entire book, or do you just use it for short
documents? I use it for short things. My speed is really not very good anymore. And, I mean, I could work on that and get faster, mm-hmm. but I can't even read with it for very long anymore because my finger just...
Gets numb.
My finger gets numb.
Okay.
I didn't, you know, years ago when I learned it as a child. I was very fortunate in that respect. I was sort of forced into learning it, if you will, because I was like 9 years old in fourth grade, and they tested me and said, well, I guess she's a good candidate for it. So I was in these classes, and I remember getting to a point where I could read a book with it. It was a children's book, of course, at the time. But I did read with it. I read pretty well with it.
Nice.
But you know, I guess I also connected it to a Smith Corona typewriter. There used to be a lens.
Okay.
That would connect. You could take part of the camera out and snap it into this lens that would attach to your Smith Corona typewriter. And so that at the time was the only way we could read what we were writing, you know. So back in the 70s, that's what we did. And
So technically you could... I mean, you know, there are the horror stories of blind people who have done written papers,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing on the paper.
Yes.
So technically,
I've
with
done that.
This, oh.
I did it later because, well, the little story is that I got an electric typewriter, a Royal, for my 10th birthday. I learned to type, and I was 9, and I took off with it, and I loved it, and whatever. So I got this typewriter when I was 10, and... but it was a Royal, so there was no lens for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so where I was at school, which was Overbrook School for the Blind in Philadelphia, the school there had Smith Coronas. So what they did was we did a little swap. I took one of their Smith Coronas, and they took my Royal to be used in their typing classes.
Ah.
And so I did this at home. I would work with the typewriter at home and be able to read it with the Opticon.
Excellent.
But then, you know, I guess at some point we swapped the typewriters back, and I don't remember why, but we did. And
went you were being able to...
Yeah, I don't remember why. It just didn't seem like a big deal. I didn't keep up with the Opticon.
Okay.
I went to a regular school, and high school, and I just never kept up with it. And like I said, I didn't touch it for maybe, 20 years. It wasn't until I was an adult living on my own. I was scanning my mail, and I ran into a problem with my scanner or the program or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, what am I going to do? I'm used to doing it on my own. And
yes.
I thought, the Opticon. So I went back to my parents' house, and it was still there. And I thought, wow. And I thought, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to use it. Even. It's mm-hmm. been so long. And, you know, I was able to read with it still, not very fast, but I still remembered the letters.
Sure.
It's one of those things I guess you never forget. It's
okay.
like typing. You don't touch it for years and you come back to it. So, but, yeah, I mean, in high school, I had the Royal then, but I do remember typing, and it was on the carbon setting or something, and nothing came out, and I remember that.
Help!
Yeah. So this would save you that grief.
That grief, yes.
Yeah. But
because I would imagine if you think about it, and there's no saying that you will,
mm-hmm.
but if you think about it, you could check right away, you know, did it type the heading?
Yeah,
and then
type the first paragraph
and say, okay, there's something there.
Yeah.
So at least you could say, well, at least I had the first paragraph.
No, I mean, it allowed you to do that. I think
there
might have been another lens, too, for a different typewriter, but I'm not familiar with what it was.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is because I was little. I just, you know, they kind of just did everything, and I didn't really know what was happening.
Does this make your fingers more sensitive, or do you have to have sensitive fingers to begin with? I mean, because, you know, when I play the guitar, and not as much as I used to, but certainly I picked it up just maybe 2 weeks ago. And, you know, do you think I would still have the sensitivity in my,
I don't know.
My index finger?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, like someone with diabetic
retinopathy, neuropathy.
Might not be able to.
Retinopathy wouldn't matter.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was going to say retinopathy too. That's what you think of. You know, you think of the eyes, it's just the term.
Yeah.
But, no.
Neuropathy, folks.
Yeah.
What was that, Shandrika?
Neuropathy.
Well, you know.
I think they might have trouble. I am a Braille reader, so I don't know if it goes along with it. You know, the two, the Opticon and Braille, and probably not necessarily, maybe, but yeah, I mean, if you have sensitive fingers, I guess it's better, but I don't know. I really don't know.
What I was noticing when you were reading was what you were talking about, Maria, was that hum or that kind of buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
It would be cool if there were a volume button on that.
No, there's been a lot of discussion about that on the Opticon list.
Yeah,
about,
because, you know, you want
a new Opticon. The problem,
privacy thing you
the
want.
The thing is, though, that that this, what it does is, if you're on a blank spot on the page, it won't buzz.
Oh.
It's only when there's print. So in a way, it can be
it's
a guide.
It's like a detector.
It can help you in a way. Some people on the list have said that without the buzz, you know, they might be disoriented.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was the way it was made or the electronics or what, but, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about making a new Opticon, redesigning it with new technology, and trying to get
they
rid of the buzz.
And can.
Yeah, yeah.
I would think they could put a headphone jack in.
Yeah.
And then the buzz would only be in your ear.
But do you really want that in your ear, I guess?
Yeah,
well,
some people do, though.
Does the buzz correspond to the vibration?
Yes.
So when there's a blank space, there's no buzz,
there's no buzz.
Vibration.
Right.
Okay.
So in a way, it can tell you, like,
you can
look at it kind of quickly. You can run the camera down the page.
All right, Rachel, I'm ready. Come on. Let me stick my finger in that box and see if I can feel anything there.
Okay. Wait, let me explain. Like, there's two things up here, too. I'll just describe it a little bit.
Oh, okay. You're going to give us some orientation?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, just a little.
Okay.
There's two knobs here.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about where?
I'm
already in the wrong spot.
I always think, like, you can see. Now, I'm
totally tactile, Rachel.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two.
Okay. I feel one knob here.
And then there's one
below. And then there's one below. Okay.
And then there's a little button.
And there's a little flicky switch.
That's the on-off.
Oh, okay. And it is off now.
It is off.
Okay.
And so this top knob, they turn clockwise.
Okay.
So the top knob is the, what do they call it? Intensity.
Oh.
And
ooh.
So that kind of lessens the intensity of it.
Of the feeling,
of
the vibration?
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn it all
so does up. Is that like making it faint and, you know, faint and bright or something
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I usually keep it up, but if my finger's really bad, I can't, you know, I have to turn it down.
Okay.
And the one below it is called the threshold, and that's an interesting little knob because what it does is if you have print and it didn't come out really well or, like, you see little lines, you see the lines are not solid.
Yes.
The letters are not solid.
I was seeing a breakup, yes.
Yes. You can turn the threshold up, and it will make the lines more solid.
This is so much like a scanner, it's not even funny.
It is,
because
in a way.
Because of the same concept.
It is.
It's a tactile scan. Exactly.
But see, and that's the beauty of it, is when you go to scan and something doesn't come out well, you can look at it with the Opticon and say, and figure out why.
Right.
You know, are there columns?
Yes.
What's the print like? You know, maybe you can make adjustments to the scanning. To the scanning program.
Okay. But we still have 15 minutes.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So that's what that is. That's pretty useful. And there's a wire that connects to, see here.
Oh,
okay. Wire that connects.
Okay.
And it connects to a little, it's called a camera.
Ah, yes.
And
Reminds me of a thumb drive.
Yeah.
The old ones.
Two rollers underneath it.
Yes, yes.
That's the part that goes on the print.
So now, when I put... Oh, it's Eric. Hi, Eric. Are you here for the 130 people? Okay, cool. Are we expecting anyone? Probably.
The one guy, I forgot his name.
Okay.
That came last week. He said he was coming.
Okay, so we'll be out of here by then anyway. All right.
And if you notice, yeah, so you see, look how, can you see how I am holding this? You put your thumb behind it. Your thumb, I'm not sure your best finger there, but...
Okay.
And then, you see my hand expands here, and I put a couple of fingers over here.
Okay.
So your thumb, there's like a...
It's kind of like an anchor, almost like a... Okay.
Yeah, so you want to put your... Let's see if I'm not very good at doing this, but like guiding people's hands.
You're doing well.
Sort of like
like that, right?
Yeah, you don't want to hold it too tightly,
but
you want to hold it like that.
Okay.
And you move it like that.
You have to learn, I would imagine,
tracking.
Yes!
That's very hard
tracking
for people.
Tracking, to go straight across.
Yeah. It's very hard.
Whoa.
I don't remember.
You should be good at it, Chandrika.
You sure should be.
But, you know, but then again, though.
But Chandrika's using Jaws, too, now.
If you're using, if you're looking at the print, you can tell if you're going off. Do you know what I mean? You can tell if you're going high or low.
Right, you're not feeling anything.
Right, because it's not turned on. So I don't know that I could track very straight either without it being turned on
because you've got to know the letters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, once it's on, it's not. I mean, you learn how to do it.
Okay.
There's also, let me show you this. You don't want to probably touch this too much, but
where?
It's on the underside of the camera.
Let me touch it.
Well, you can. I mean, you can, but like, feel that. That's the little eye that the thing picks up the print with.
Okay.
So it's on the side with the roller, so that's what sees the print.
This is a ridiculous question, but does the eye need cleaning?
You know, it may, and I don't know about it.
Okay.
I've never been told that it does.
I mean,
it could very well, but
just
I don't know.
Just in case it isn't being read, or you're not distinguishing.
It's
or
an interesting question.
No Visine for the Opticon.
No. You can just wipe it,
right?
No, I don't know. Cool. I don't know, because it goes in. You know what I mean?
But, Rachel, you've had this for forever, really.
I have, but...
So you've not had a problem?
No.
Well, you had to have it fixed. But,
I had to have it, yeah, but for a different reason.
Okay.
It wasn't that. Then, let me show you. There's a little button on the top of the camera that helps you make the print bigger or smaller. So the more you push it away from you, the bigger the print gets. So if you have really big, like at the top of this page,
cool.
The letters were really big because it was the Computer Center for Visually Impaired
People. Yeah, exactly.
That
the
was
title.
Big, and it's uncomfortable. It's hard to read it when it's that big.
Ah.
So you can make it smaller.
I was going to say, it's like reading jumbo braille.
It is. It doesn't fit under your finger really well. So you want to make it smaller.
Okay.
And then, of course, if the print is really tiny, and it has some labels, you can make it bigger. Sometimes, if the print is too small, you still can't really read it, even if it's up at the biggest, because the print is just tiny.
Yeah.
But I've read fortune cookies with this.
Oh, I mean, and they're pretty tiny.
Yeah, so, I mean,
that's cool.
It depends. But so, you know, you can slide that up and down and get smaller or larger print. And, you know, there's some other little, you know, there's a battery test thing in the back, and there's a... like, for instance, you can hear the tone.
Okay.
This is the regular tone. But if you push this button...
We learned today that this was A.
Is it? I guess it is.
Because it buzzes an A.
Okay. So if you push this, you hear the tone go up. That means the battery's good. I charged it purposely for...
For
know,
us.
Yeah. Well, but it was sort of dying. It doesn't... So,
it wasn't for us, Shandri.
You know, that's in the back, and there's the adapter, you know, you plug it in the back. And then there's, like, an inverse button, which I've never really used.
Oh, okay.
But it, you know, it switches...
Well, I would imagine from dark text on a light background.
Yeah, exactly.
Light text on a dark background.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've never used it, but maybe that would explain why certain things I couldn't read.
Okay.
Because they just, you know, I had to switch that, and I didn't know.
Okay.
So,
thanks, Maria.
And then there's... There is a thing in the back here. I don't know what this... Maybe it's not for anything. I shouldn't even forget that. Show my ignorance. I've only had it for 20 years, 30 years, whatever.
But you know what? It's like, if you've never needed that thing, why would you even care?
Right.
And then, you know, here's the cradle for the camera.
Okay.
And you wrap the cord around it and okay. put the, you know, and you snap it in there. So that's really it. But
I hear it trying to do something.
Well, if you...
Oh, I feel it!
You feel some?
Yes, it's tickling my finger.
Yeah, you want me to, I can lower the...
No, I have to get used to it. So let me at it. Go ahead, Miss Rachel.
I mean, I can't tell where you are
okay.
without looking at
Whoa.
It. But...
Okay, so I'm going to go up to the top.
Those are big letters at the top, so...
Oh, my God, how do you learn to read this?
You...
It just seems
how?
To be...
I don't know. I just... You... It may be very... Let me see where you are, because you might
yeah.
have to print even bigger. It was
oh,
big
right?
anyway, and then
oh, I might,
you might
it
have
smaller.
To print really large.
So you learn to feel...
What each letter...
What
you know
each,
what you could do? What you could... I think what they're helping people train themselves by telling them to print out a row of...
Like an alphabet?
A row of A's, a row of B's.
Ah.
And then you can look at it and learn it that way. Because that way, it's really hard. I mean, if you're not used
yeah.
to reading it on your finger.
Can I try?
Yes, it's the weirdest thing. You have to try it too, Shandrika. You
yes.
have to. It is the wildest
but see,
thing.
I don't know where you are. You know
Neither
I mean?
Do we.
And I don't know what size the print is set at, the little button.
That's true. Do you want to set it for us, and then you, at least you'll know the
yeah,
size?
Yeah, maybe I can put it on an
Sit
O,
down,
maybe. I can put it on an O, maybe.
Yeah,
hold
yeah.
Hold it there, and you can
because
see
it changed, it moves.
Well, if you move the camera.
Yeah. So the idea is to keep it steady
well,
then until you
yeah until you figure out
what the letter is.
Yeah,
it's
hard. And that's why a lot of people could not ever learn this.
I can figure out then why you would need A, but you need a space between
yeah.
the A's.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because if you just want, it would be confusing just to see a row of A's.
Yeah, I mean, I should really, I'm giving you a bad idea of the machine.
No, but
oh,
you know,
I see, these are huge.
It,
the
but it's not
way.
Bad. It's
the
just
letters are,
do it
the
all
letters
quickly.
Are really big.
Well, that's what I'm telling you.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. I like it, though.
It is good.
If
it
you
is.
Want, I can find you an O. And
okay,
you,
here's
you
a 9.
A 9?
Yeah, I'm down in the text or something.
Oh, my Lord. How do you like it, Maria?
Well, I mean, she
it's
can't.
Really,
I don't
it's cool, but
really
it's.
Tell you because it's.
And there's
it's
nothing. Here's
different.
Nothing.
And there's one.
What about if we put something with smaller print?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like if you.
Yeah.
It takes a long. I don't know long, but it takes a lot of practice to be able to
read
it. You can't just sit down and
yeah.
read, you know. It's tracking,
and you know what? And we're not used to. I'm not used to
the feeling
with that particular finger.
No, it's,
right.
It's very strange. It can really.
But I can. I mean, you know, with practice, anything is
that
possible.
Is, try, Shandrika.
It's a shame that
Rachel
they
can adjust it for.
Oh yeah, put the O.
Yeah,
okay, Jacob.
No, no.
I'll find an O.
No, no.
Here.
If once
okay,
it gets
Rachel,
the O,
okay.
then we could figure
then
out.
Then we can
what
figure out if
like.
We can figure it out. Like,
yeah,
that's true.
Okay,
that's what it,
yeah,
what an
we were,
O is.
We were playing with the
is it supposed to be solid, Rachel? Because
solid?
It felt like
kind of broken. Yeah.
Well, if it's an O, it should be solid.
Right.
But I could let me see.
it should be at the top, Baruch College.
Here are a oh yeah, Baruch. Okay, C. Here's an O. Let me make
okay.
it smaller. The problem. Well, okay. All right. The thing. Yeah. That's an O. But see, you know, the thing is too. Let me make it smaller, maybe. Because sometimes you see the full letter as you track. Do you know what I mean? Like you maybe don't always see the full thing as you. All right, I can try there.
Okay.
I might have moved it slightly.
That's the other thing, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
It moves so easily.
Yeah.
It does, and I'm like leaning. I'm kind of in a
bad position.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you move it one letter right?
Oh, maybe the L. Maybe an L.
Because I'm feeling like two lines, not really a circle.
Not really a circle, exactly.
I'm feeling a line.
I was feeling that too.
Okay.
On each side.
Yeah. Top and bottom. That's
oh, top and bottom
yeah.
for you. Okay.
Okay. The problem is you sort of have to go left and right to see
the entire
letter. You know what I mean?
It's, okay.
It's,
okay.
That's
okay.
sort of. I could. Yeah. Try.
Is it because that plant
Try
is
this.
Large?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it could be.
Yeah, I could feel the entire circle now.
Oh, okay. Let me
try it. You have to move your finger like from left to right.
Well, because I don't want to track. I don't want to move it.
If you roll it, you'll feel it. Roll the finger.
I feel. Oh, I don't feel the left side of the circle.
Maybe.
But
there?
I do feel a circle. Almost.
Yeah, you have to roll it.
There we go. Yep. There's something.
That's what I'm saying. As you track, sometimes you and I'll move it to the right. You can see if you see an L.
Let's see.
I'm not sure where I am. Like
this is a. That feels.
Do you feel like a line going down?
I feel a line going down.
That's an L.
Okay.
And there should be another L. I don't know if I passed it.
Oh, are we on visually?
No, college.
Oh, college. Okay.
Maybe there's an E somewhere. Unless
this is. That felt like an E, sort of. Right.
Okay.
I feel a line on top, sort of, or something on top, something on the, going out to the side. That's an E.
Okay.
That's.
And then.
Wow.
Let's see. G.
You need to get excited about these things.
See if you a G somewhere.
Part of it, but. It's
maybe
a drunk G.
Okay.
Kind
I'm on a weird angle, too.
Oh, not, wait, yes. Sort of, I can be persuaded that that's
then,
a G.
And then if I keep going, you should get another E.
See, now the E is the bottom of the E. There we go. Now that's an E.
College,
there we go.
College. Well, what's the. See, now there's a space. I can
yes,
tell
there is.
Because there's no
and
sound.
It stopped.
Now, if I keep going to the right, I don't know what it's. Brook College. What did it say next? City of New York?
There's I can't tell if that's a C. That is so amazing, Rachel.
Do you want me to try to read something here?
Like yeah, that'll be the last thing we get to do.
Okay.
You can figure out what was after Baruch College.
Yeah, I guess I. City University of New York.
That's totally
now here,
amazing.
Here are a few resources.
Excellent.
That are.
So we totally wouldn't get
available to assist.
I think we would.
That's one line.
A day or two on.
I track back and I go down. You.
See, that tracking thing is amazing.
Purchase computer.
Equipment.
Computers.
Oh, computers.
And software.
Nice.
Period. And then, see, I track, you hear it, I go track back
yeah, and it
to
goes,
the left.
Brrr, it almost looks like it's tearing the paper.
And then I go down, and it says, assistive technology, let's see, fund.
Oh, really? Maybe I can read this.
The
mm-hmm. I like
Association
the word fund.
Of, what is this, blind... Blind citizens.
Oh, really?
Has, established the assistive technology fund.
Now, Rachel, uh-huh. when you were learning, because it's fascinating, when you were. You know, little Rachel. How did you learn letter by letter the way we would learn? This is an A, and this
I don't
is
remember.
A B. Okay.
I really don't remember.
Okay.
But
I
you
was...
know, this is really. I'll tell you the main uses. I don't sit there and read like
I can.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, even the best of people maybe they might read. I think I've heard of Mary Emerson probably.
Yeah. It's yeah, the only one.
Maybe 150 words a minute
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, but she. I think she said 200. She had to use it in her job.
Yeah, she
and
did. She,
and also, I've heard of people using this on the screens.
Yeah,
screens.
I've never done that. I think there's some lens maybe that you need, and I don't know what it is or have it. But
I've got to tell you that the and if I'm totally, if I totally haven't lost my mind, this I believe her name is Adele Lejeune is put up a podcast on one of our. Most favorite and beloved recorders, the Eterol. And there's a new model out called the R9 or the R09. And this was amazing to me, Rachel. Mm-hmm. I believe that she used the Opticon to read the menus on a small screen. of this digital recorder.
Yeah, I have heard of people doing that. I have never done that either.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I use it for, mainly. I use it for, let's say I want to find a certain page.
Okay.
This happened, actually. It's funny. Just the other day, I was scanning a book. I scanned the book, and then I went to read it, back. And I realized, just because the sentence didn't make sense, that I'd skipped a page. Turned one page too many. So I saw the last page number. It was 36. And so what I did was I got the book out, took out the opticon, looked at the bottoms of the pages, and flipped to, found page 36. It was much quicker than scanning a random page,
Definitely. To see. You just put the camera right there and poof.
Put the camera right there.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's cool? You could look at, one of those pie charts with this thing. You could see
Rachel, please, I'm going to be eating.
You could see an exploded pie chart.
Exploded pie chart.
Oh, it's pie parts all over.
That'd be
You can... I learned to read print music with it.
I was talking to my friend. I was talking to Hope, actually.
Oh, really?
And I was describing my shirt because it had a treble clef.
Oh, did
so you? So you'll know what a treble clef feels like.
Yeah.
And it was all I could do. You know what I mean? Because really, I don't. There's no beautiful curlied treble clef in Braille. But you absolutely know what it feels like.
You could feel the lines, and you feel like the shapes of the musical notes.
Yeah.
You could see what's a filled in, like a quarter note.
A half note that's not filled in.
With the
whole note that's sort of filled in at the top and bottom.
And you can see if they're between the lines or in the spaces or on the line. And you move the camera up and down.
That's cool.
Yeah, and you can see it.
That's cool.
And so I also look at...
I'm going to move us because I think this person...
You can relabel, you can't scan round, canned
labels. Oh, because that was my question.
So I do that with the opticon. I mean, it's hard because you have to turn it slightly.
Yes.
But you can do it. You hold it, let's say, hold it, block it from moving or something.
If you had the opportunity, because I just listened to a podcast on a barcode scanner.
Mm-hmm.
If you had the opportunity, would you like that or the opticon? If you had your druthers to put anything up against a can and read it, how would you like to read it?
Probably a barcode reader.
But
the opticon... The thing with the opticon is you can look at things, how they're formatted.
Yes.
Like for school.
Yes.
I could tell, if things were centered easily. Uh-huh. I could see if things weren't columns.
You get a better
conceptual
idea.
You really do.
I say centered to, as you say, to someone who's, what is centered?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What is a grid? What is italic?
You can see the grid lines.
Exactly.
You can see
all these visual things become.
And you can see the differences in fonts too.
You can see what
differences in fonts.
In fonts,
too.
Yes.
You could see them.
What has a serif or the little tail?
Right.
What doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You could look at. I mean, you could read if you learned. I mean, I could sort of, for instance, when I sign a check, I've sent in checks that the pen didn't write.
Uh-huh.
And they've sent them back and said, you didn't sign this check.
Right.
You could look at it with the opticon. You would not be able to do that with the scanner.
That's the truth because of the writing.
Yeah, it would just skip
it. Does the person need this number 6?
Eric is getting there on 10.
Okay.
Let me put this away.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Yeah.
So now you can finish your sentence so you could.
You could look at, I've done that and see my signature there.
So you can verify.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You can. Some people have been able to read handwriting. It's very clear.
Is the opticon expensive? Still.
Well, it's not really being sold.
So we don't even have an idea.
No, it's. You can get them pretty cheap, eBay or people selling them or
The ACB swap shop and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, generally I've seen them for a couple hundred, maybe.
That's not bad.
And it used to be 5,000 or something.
Oh,
I'm not sure. I never bought it because this one was from Overbrook. They never took it back.
And we like them for that.
Yeah, well, no.
And it's something now that you have,
I got
extra
another one,
tool.
Too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, nice.
Because in case this one, you know, goes and they can't fix it.
And are they all pretty much standard? They all look pretty much the same?
Yeah, but this is called the, well, they don't call it Opticon 1, but there is an Opticon 2.
Okay.
Which I've seen. I think it doesn't have, I think the surface where you put your hand is on the outside. Like, there's no enclosed area.
Okay.
I've heard it's not actually as good.
Okay.
Like, you don't have as many little, not pixels, but little
pins,
yeah, mm-hmm. in there. Like, the array is not as big or something.
So now how could that, I mean, that seems to me to be sort of counterproductive,
I mean, learning the letter. It may be smaller. I don't remember. I saw it once years ago.
Somebody made it because they thought it would be better?
Well, PSI made it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They did. Made the newer one, too?
They made the, they made the newer one, too.
Well, okay.
But, so.
God, that was cool, Rachel.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, unless you have any parting words, I'm going to turn off the recording.
Well, who would this be played for?
Pretty much everybody around the world.
Oh, well, hi.
There you go.
No, this was a lot of fun. I would say, you know, if you're interested in that sort of stuff that I described, you know, you should look into it. There's an Opticon list on the internet called Opticon-L. And I don't remember how to subscribe. I think it may be on Freelist. But
if it's on Freelist, it's probably dash request@freelist.org.
I think it's Freelist, but I'm not positive.
Okay. But you know, you can always Google Opticon mailing list, really.
Right, exactly. The thing is, too, if anyone has any unused Opticons, here I go out on a limb.
Okay, well, go on the limb.
you could write to, her name is Kathy Thomas, and I'm assuming this is okay, to send an email to braille@panix.com.
Oh, okay.
So, and if you, you know, if you're...
What would she...
She could...
Because?
She could, either the parts could be sold if you're not using the machine. They could be given to the repairers to use for parts.
Yes, yes.
Or maybe they could even be
good
sold
on the machine. Good old Opticon shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know... And if anyone's interested in finding out more, you know,
excellent.
You can write to Kathy also.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Yeah.